Widowhood often brings a season of vulnerability that families must navigate carefully. When a spouse dies, the surviving partner may face loneliness, new responsibilities, and emotional uncertainty. During this time, families sometimes fall into unhealthy patterns that create tension rather than support. One common pitfall is rushing major decisions during early grief. After a funeral, well-meaning family members sometimes push for immediate changes. They may say things like, "You should sell the house. You need to move closer to us. You should simplify everything right away." These suggestions may come from good intentions, but grief affects judgment, emotional stability, and energy. Decisions about housing, finances, or relocation are often better made slowly unless an urgent safety issue exists. If you are the widowed parent, you may feel pressure from many directions. Some people will try to protect you. Others may give advice constantly. You may even feel tempted to make big changes quickly just to escape the painful reminders of loss, but it is often wise to pause. Proverbs 19:2 reminds us, "He who hurries with his feet sins." Web taking time allows clearer thinking and reduces the chance of regret. Another pitfall is treating everyone as a threat. Sometimes adult children become so worried about scams, financial abuse, or manipulative relationships that they begin to distrust every person who enters the widowed parent's life. While vigilance is wise, suspicion can become suffocating. A widowed parent may still desire companionship, friendships, and meaningful relationships. That does not automatically mean they are being manipulated. Families must balance protection with respect. A third pitfall involves new relationships later in life. When a widowed parent begins forming new friendships or even romantic relationships, adult children may react with shock or resistance. They may feel protective of the memory of the deceased spouse or fear financial exploitation, but companionship in later life is not automatically dishonoring to the past marriage. Loneliness can be real and painful. These situations require patience, careful conversation, and honest questions rather than accusations. If you are the adult child, try asking questions instead of issuing judgments. How are you feeling about this relationship? What do you appreciate about this person? Are there ways we can support you while also staying wise? If you are the widowed parent, you can help your children by being transparent about major decisions. Sharing information early often prevents suspicion later. Ministry leaders should also be aware of these dynamics. Churches often see widows and widowers navigating loneliness, financial vulnerability, and family tensions at the same time. Wise pastoral care encourages both protection and dignity. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal or financial advice. When complicated financial or relational questions arise, families may need qualified professional guidance. Scripture reminds us that the Lord is compassionate toward the grieving. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Psalm 34:18, WEB Widowhood, is a season that requires patience from everyone involved. What not to do? Do not rush major life decisions during the early months of grief. Do not assume every new relationship is manipulative or dangerous. Do not shame a widowed parent for wanting companionship. Do not pressure them into isolation or permanent mourning. Do not ignore legitimate safety concerns about finances or exploitation. Instead, pursue conversations that combine wisdom, transparency, and compassion.